blessing associated with that proclamation of the message, and those who were there to see that message go forward were blessed. And as soon as she identifies that for us, she says that this experience, this repeating of the message she speaks about, will be repeated. She's confirming what she addresses in a variety of ways, and the Bible addresses in a variety of ways, is that there's a repetition in Adventism at the end of the world. The Millerite time period is repeated at the end. The parable of the 10 virgins fulfilled in that time period, repeated in our time period. The second angel's message, where the message was proclaimed with power during the midnight cry, is repeated under the fourth angel's message. That is why the second angel's message and the fourth angel's message are both a call out of Babylon. There's a repeat clearly symbolized in the book of Revelation in the second and fourth angel's message. And Sister White compares the two times that Christ cleansed the temple when he was upon earth as two cleansings that take place in God's people at the end of time. And as she speaks about the two times that Christ cleansed the temple, and she does it at least four times, she compares that with the second angel's message and the fourth angel's message. This repetition that takes place in Adventism, both in the Millerite time period at the end of the world, is part of what she's referring to, but she says that there was a blessing to those in 1843 and 1844, and this is in agreement with the fact that the 1335 time prophecy of Daniel 12 came to pass in 1843. Let me read you something here from the Great Controversy. It says, "The coming of Christ as our high priest to the most holy place for the cleansing of the sanctuary, brought to view in Daniel 8:14, the coming of the Son of Man to the Ancient of Days, as presented in Daniel 7:13, and the coming of the Lord to his temple, foretold by Malachi, are descriptions of the same event." And let me break in here. She's talking about Christ coming to cleanse the sanctuary, October 22nd, 1844, and in Daniel, where Christ comes to the Ancient of Days, and the Lord coming to his temple in Malachi, these three things, she says, these are descriptions of the same event. Okay, this is something that all these things took place on October 22nd, 1844. And then she says this, and this is also represented by the coming of the bridegroom to the marriage, described by Christ in the parable of the 10 virgins of Matthew 25.